This is a meditation in which we can practice simply coming to rest with whatever is just now, with only sparse guidance. And so settling into your posture, whether that be sitting or lying. And going through your own settling and grounding practice, whether that be bringing awareness to points of contact with the surface upon which you're resting, resting with the senses, resting with the breath, resting with impermanence. An opportunity for you to begin to do this without formal guidance. And if you feel that you're going off on trains of thought, ending up in places you didn't want to end up, it's noticing your tendency to judge that experience. our tendency to label it as bad. And instead, letting that go and accepting that it's just our experience, and no more and no less. Returning to the breath, to center our awareness once again, and gently coaxing the mind back to resting in this present moment. The more times you have to do this, the better, because you're actually strengthening your awareness muscle, if you like. You maybe can liken your mindfulness meditation practice as being a practice like going to the gym. So perhaps these days, rather than physically going to the gym, you're mentally taking yourself to the gym. And that is just as important. So giving thanks every time your mind wanders. Giving thanks for the opportunity that has been awarded to you to strengthen that awareness muscle. And suddenly you may see that the experience you originally perceived as bad has now flipped to being good, a positive and negative coming together as one. Two sides of a coin, perhaps, inextricably linked. Allowing the mind and the body to be soft and open. allowing the jaw to be relaxed, mouth to be open. Allowing the eyes to open, perhaps, with a soft gaze without focus. Allowing the breathing to be open. Allowing the breath to open the body. Allowing all restrictions on your experience to be lifted, to let go. So if you feel the need to move in whatever way, then move. If you feel the need to affirm something out loud, then do so. Any way in which you can engage with the flow of experience is deeply nourishing. Connects mind and body and provides a very wholesome and rich experience of life. Three-dimensional, or perhaps more.
Thank you.